Well, howdy doody, guys. I just watched a couple of videos where Femons were complaining. Well, nothing new there. But it was the usual type videos, you know. Where are all the good men? Why aren't they asking us out on dates? And it's kind of funny because they're the ones that change the dating. If you walk up to a Femon and ask her out or a number, you're a creep. Well, of course, unless you're 6'4" and wearing a Rolex. But you know what they really miss about dating? Just think about it. Think back in time. What was a date? It was a bit like Valentine's Day, wasn't it? It was all about the femon. The man would probably pick her up, take her to a fancy place, and pay for everything. And all he really got most of the time was a peck on the cheek, good night. Basically, it was a scam. But femons got so used to it, they thought it was kind of normal. But when you think about it, the guy was paying just as much money for a femon of the night, and probably more, and gets nothing at all in return. More and more now, males are expecting the femons to go 50-50. Of course, the femons hate it. Of course, if you think about it, everything about a femon is basically a scam. Think of marriage. That's where a guy gives up everything, and the femon gives up nothing. And the more and more males see the way femons talk about males on the internet, the more and more males are waking up. Of course, I personally, throughout my years, never was a wine and dine person. A date to me was like going to a couple of pubs. But I did see guys spending at least probably a couple of £100 on their date, thinking that would get her to drop her panties. Because let's face it, guys, that's what it's really all about. You see, femons are professional extortionists. They are the ones who talk about feelings and love, when really we all know that they're very superficial people. Because femons' love is usually found inside the man's wallet. They've got so used to it, they don't even know any other way. When you listen to these femons on the internet, for some reason they're all talking to the camera as if we're interested what they're saying, then you'll notice that none of them use a background picture and just use their voice. No, their face has to be on the screen too, which doesn't really help them, because it comes across as pretty obvious they're lying. I think it's just therapy for them, and you can tell that they still don't get it. Males have stopped being femons' meal tickets. They all say they're strong and powered, they don't need no man. Then all you have to do then, femons, is show it. And that means physically show it. Not just virtual signal about it. Well, there you go. I feel kind of better for that. It's just started to rain outside, quite heavy. Well, that fits with everything else, doesn't it? You take it easy, guys.